Hi, beautiful people. Welcome back to Empowering Her. I'm Melody Pormerati. If you are new here, welcome. If you're a return member of our audience, thank you for coming back. Thank you for being here today. Of all days, it is International Women's Day, and I am celebrating you. I'm celebrating the incredible woman that you are, the way that you show up every single day, the way that you live life with an open heart. I see you, I love you, I celebrate you, and I thank you for being a part of the Girl Life community. I want to do a little episode today in honor of International Women's Day, all about girl power and what girl power means to me. Maybe you'll adopt some of these ideas, maybe you already have. But before we do, I wanted to read a little definition about International Women's Day because we all talk about it, but I wonder sometimes, like, do we know exactly where it came from and what it is? So, International Women's Day is a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. The day also marks a call to action for accelerating gender parity. Significant activity is witnessed worldwide as groups come together to celebrate women's achievements or rally for women's equality. Marked annually on March 8th, IWD is one of the most important days of the year to celebrate women's achievements, educate and awareness around women's equality, call for positive change advancing women, lobby for accelerated gender parity, fundraise for women-focused charities. Everyone, everywhere can play a part in helping forge gender equality. I just wanted to give you that definition that I found on Google. And I just wanted to draw a little bit of attention to this term that we all speak of called girl power, or women supporting women, or women empowering women, or women empowering girls. If you are a part of our community, you know that it is our mission to literally do this every day. Our whole mission is based on women supporting one another, creating powerful communities of women, and then sharing our education and awareness and advocacy and empowerment with the next generation of girls. But I think so many of us talk about the fact that we are a girl's girl and a woman's girl. And I just want to make sure that our words are in full alignment with our actions and the way that we operate in the world. So we wear the sweatshirts, right? There's all the paraphernalia, women supporting women. We use the hashtags. I know I use hashtags. Yes, I still use hashtags. I know so many Instagram specialists say they don't work, but I see them. I see them working. They actually help us connect when we use hashtags like women supporting women, women empowering women, women empowering girls. We are, in essence, attracting to our platform other women who are doing the same thing. So we use the hashtags, we wear the clothes, we speak the words, and I just want to talk about what being that women's woman really means, what it really looks like for women to support women, and just like really, maybe one of these ideas is something that you can implement today. Maybe these are ideas that you already implement. Either way, I hope that this episode serves you. So the first thing I want to talk about is like we often admire a lot of women from afar, especially in social media, right? Like we curate this feed that is, in essence, what we watch, right? The more things you look at on Instagram, the more the algorithm works to show you more of that. So I'm hoping that each of us has a super inspiring Instagram feed where every morning when we go in, instead of being bombarded with messages of hate or messages that are no bueno for our nervous systems, we are in fact infiltrated with positivity and other women in the world doing things that call forth our inner strength and inner leader and inner power. So one of those women who you follow on Instagram, you can just reach out to her, right? It doesn't have to be the one with thousands of followers, right? There are so many incredible women in social media, in the world, obviously, but who are putting their craft out into social media, who are doing amazing things, who maybe don't have big followings. I encourage you to reach out to one of them, whether it's with a hand lettered note, and if you have their address, their physical address, wow, like how cool to actually receive a note from you sharing how incredible you think they are, how they've affected you, or how their work is impacting you or the world at large. And really just shouting them out and calling them out for doing what they're doing and letting them know that you see them. So that's one way of doing it. And again, like it's just a beautiful way of shouting out someone who maybe doesn't get shouted out as often. So I'm really putting it out there, like with the caveat, I always have a hard time saying that word, that we don't go after the people who have thousands or millions of followers, but someone who, you know, maybe has a smaller following and like it would really make a difference in their day to hear from you. Okay, so think about who that is, jot it down, pause me, write it down, write yourself a reminder on a post-it note, do whatever you need to do to really just tell a woman out there on social that you see her. Another thing that I encourage you to do, and somebody just did this from our community, one of our coaches did this for me, shout out to Shannon, and it felt so good, and it's like such a lovely message to wake up to in the morning, or to open your phone to at any time of day, really. And she, for the entirety of the month of March, which is Women's History Month, she is shouting out different women who inspire her on social. So she created a whole story just about me, a sequence. She was sharing my book and sharing how I've inspired her and what I do in the world. And it was such a lovely thing to receive. And of course, I want to pay that forward, right? There's like this magic, this vibration that we put out there when we do this. We are encouraging other women to do the same. We pay it forward. And it's this beautiful cycle of empowerment and goodness and kindness that starts to reverberate, right? Remember, kindness is like a boomerang. The more you put it out there, the more it comes right back at you in ways that you would never imagine. So that's what Shannon did for me. And I encourage you to do that. It doesn't have to be this elaborate sequence of stories. It could just be a screenshot of something they've done and being like, this woman inspires the F out of me. And you need to know her, give her a follow, something along those lines. Another way that we can put girl power, true girl power, into practice is by actually refraining from conversations where we are in some way bringing down another woman, throwing shade at another woman. I know that this can sometimes be a slippery slope, and you are not the type of person to gossip, and you are not the type of person to, you know, engage in that type of banter about someone else. But sometimes we somehow get sucked into a conversation, right? And to just kind of like, if you hear yourself speaking of someone in a way that is like not your way, it's just not part of your practice to speak to someone in that way, I want you to step away from the conversation. I want you to change the subject. I want you to remove yourself from the situation. And if you find that you're getting into conversations like this all the time, that's like a really easy cue to be like, who am I surrounding myself with? And why, and how can I, you know, start surrounding myself with women who speak positivity? How do I surround myself with women who are actually speaking well instead of speaking ill about other women, right? Like, that's when you know. Like, I think there's such like an energy to the way other people speak, and they're announcing themselves by the way they talk about another person. So when you witness that, it's kind of like an alarm signal needs to go off in your brain. Like, if they're talking about others like that, they might talk about me that way. And this is just not part of the energy that I want to dwell in. So I'm out. right? So I'm out. Another thing you could do is like just get in touch with one of your girlfriends. One of your girlfriends, perhaps you don't talk so much, perhaps it's an old friend, perhaps it's someone from high school or junior high school, and just reach out to them and have a conversation with them and be like, "It's International Women's Day. I was literally thinking of you because you're such a badass woman and I'm admiring you from afar and I'm seeing, how you're living your life, what you've created, what you're up to, living with an open heart. And I just wanted to tell you, I love you. I think of you all the time and I think the world of you." There are so many beautiful ways to uplift another woman that it's like crazy. So, I mean, share your ideas with me. Feel free to reach out on Instagram or email melody@getgirlpower.com. Tell me the unique ways that you shout out other women. And I'm going to end it with this one. The most important way that you can truly honor this idea of girl power is by loving the shit out of yourself, okay? So there's no love for others without love for ourselves. There's no true empowerment that we can give to another person or embody if we're not embodying it for ourselves. So I want you to practice and to flex that muscle of self-love when you start speaking words that don't feel good to you on the inside. You know that you need to change the language with which you speak to yourself. When you start noticing, again, like you're surrounding yourself by people who are not good for your soul, that is a sign that you need to change up the community of people you hang out with because they literally are mirrors and reflections of you. So practice that self-love muscle. As Louise Hay says, pick up a mirror and look at yourself. And tell yourself, "Melody, I love you so freaking much." And if it feels weird, let it feel weird, but keep doing it. Sit with the feelings of weirdness, but keep showing up for yourself and keep showing yourself that you are worthy of that love that you so easily give to everyone else because you are an incredible woman. I'm ending this the way that I began it, with an open heart, and you wake up every morning. And you are here for it. You're here to do your best. You're here to give your best. Let's start with giving our best to ourselves. And just something I wanted to share that I'm doing in honor of International Women's Day and Women's History Month is I am donating the Girl Life Academy to a community that really needs it. So that's like one contribution I can make. It's my honor. It is my pleasure. How can you pay it forward this month, this beautiful month of March? There's a beautiful opportunity. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture. It could be the smallest gesture, but we are paying it forward. Okay. And in honor of History Month, Women's History Month, I am so excited to be offering my course, Silencing Your Inner Mean Girl. There's this like mean girl that lives in each of us. Sometimes it's the voice of somebody else in our life. Sometimes it's the voice of someone from high school or junior high school or grade school. And it needs to be silenced, right? Why does it need to be silenced? So that we can raise the loving voice that already lives inside of us. It's the loving voice that we were born with. It's innate to us. But first, we need to silence the inner mean girl so we can turn up the volume on that brilliant, magnificent, powerful girl. So, this is one of my mini courses. It's $147. But in honor of Women's History Month, if you are listening to this, whenever you're listening to this, go to www.melodypourmorati.com/meangirl and add the coupon code WomenRock. Okay. The coupon code is WomenRock. And you are going to get this course that is $147 for $47. You're getting it for a third of the price in honor of this month where I am celebrating you. I hope it serves you. Again, that's melodypourmorati.com/meangirl, and you're going to use the code WOMENROCK. Okay. And I'm going to put all this information in the show notes too, in case you didn't pick it up. I love you. I'm celebrating you. Thank you for being you. And I will see you again next week. Bye.